You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. Been away for a bit. Went over to Europe for a nice, well-deserved break and a visit with my son. And now my batteries are recharged and we are ready to take this economy head on and let you know what's going on and what you need to think about, how you're going to get through what now apparently is a recession. And our good friend Pranay Parikh is with us. You find him at ascentequitygroup.com. Pranay, I wanted to talk about real estate. You know, all of the thing about higher interest rates, and that's going to drive the prices down. Now, obviously, real estate is a lagging indicator as far as prices going up, rents. What's your feeling here? Is this a brick wall? Does real estate just go down from here, or is it a plateau with a slightly kind of ascending, or I should say slightly descending level where prices pull back moderately? Because we've still got this housing shortage across the country, right?
Yeah, that's a great outlook. So what I'm seeing in the market, and I'm seeing already a 5 to 10% drop across the board. And I deal with large apartment complexes, multifamily. And so a lot of sellers are a little bit stubborn right now. They are not seeing the tailwinds and they're regretting not trying to sell their property months ago. But as your listeners know, the two things that determine how much you pay a month is your mortgage interest rate, which has gone up tremendously. It's doubled in the past 6 months. Yeah. And your purchase price, right? The total amount that you paid. So if you expect one to go up, if you expect that one went up exponentially, you expect the other one to go down at least a little bit. And we're starting to see that. We think in the fall, we're going to see a 20 to 25% drop. And I don't think that's horrible. I think that's a correction. Prices have been overheated. As your audience knows, if you've tried to buy anything, it seems ridiculous, right? Mm-hmm. I think then that's going to give us an opportunity to get deals because the cash flow on these properties are still great. You know, and rents are actually going up across the nation. There's a handful of places where it's decreasing, but everywhere else, some places are seeing double digit increases. So you're able to buy a lot of cash flow, but at a discounted rate. So I think that's going to actually open up a lot of opportunity. We're not going to see as much opportunity in 2000 as we did in 2008, because that really hit us. It was a blind side. We had no idea that what was going to happen. There's many people like us sitting on the sidelines that are excited at this opportunity. So for us, we're super happy to be able to do this. And we think that assets have been overpriced a little bit. So this correction is going to be an opportunity for us to buy a lot more cash flow than we could have 6 months ago. So in that sense, it's going to be a positive for us.
All right. So a negative can definitely be a positive if you planned accordingly for it. Could we go into a prolonged real estate bear market, do you think? Or is real estate just directly tied to the Federal Reserve? Whatever the Federal Reserve does, that's what real estate's going to do. What are we looking at here?
So, you know, the real estate market, just like the stock market, it's huge. And I think we have to be a little specific when it comes to this. So a lot of people, most people, when they think about real estate, they think about single family homes, like the ones that you and I would buy in or live in. And could that have a recession? Because prices are dropping a lot and it's hard for people to afford that stuff. So that's potentially we could have a bear market in that. Could there be a decrease in commercial real estate? It's hard to say because a lot of people are chasing yield right now. They're trying to find a place to even park their money or get at least a little bit of returns when the stock market's down 30%. I think what might be interesting is that over the past, let's say, 5 to 8 years, people have gotten into these very short and very adjustable mortgages, which has been great when your adjustable rate is 2.3, 2.5, and that's, or even low threes. And that's what we've been getting. So the people that haven't planned ahead, and I'm saying planned ahead with either fixed debt, debt that can't go up, or paying extra for a cap, that means your interest rate can't go above a certain part, they might be forced to sell in the fall. And that's more opportunity, but it's bad for those people that were in those deals.
All right. But as far as residential single family housing goes, are these people who just bought bought on the high note, are they going to walk away? Are they going to sell their house right away just because rates have gone up? Or is it future buyers we're really talking about?
I think it's future buyers. Most people that have bought, you know, fortunately, a lot of home buyers and investors are have a better idea of what they can afford. You know, this is not really like the subprime crisis that we had in 2008. So yeah, it, you know, it kind of sucks that you're buying on the high side. But I don't know, if I just bought something yesterday, I'd actually be pretty happy because rates are still going up. I think it's the people that are on the sidelines who have been saving up for months, if not years, to buy a house. And they're the ones that are really going to hurt. Because even if, so let me give you a more real example. So I bought my house last year, kind of middle of the ground, normal house. But my interest rate was amazing, 2.37% fixed for 10 years. And that was great, you know, a couple $1,000 mortgage, nothing, you know, nothing crazy. But if I would have got the, you know, the 6% that is going right now, I'd be paying $3,000 extra per month. That is, that's a mortgage payment in itself. So those, I mean, I could have been priced out, and that's the big issue. And it sucks for people that were saving up for their dream house or saving up for a house, and they're going to be priced out because their monthly payments are going to be so high.
Or priced out or priced down, right?
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Torque Resources is an exploration company establishing a portfolio of premier copper gold early stage projects in Chile. Torque's management and technical teams have a strong track record of raising capital, discovery, and monetization of exploration successes. The company's Margarita Copper Gold project is located within the prolific coastal Cordillera belt in Chile, which hosts some of the world's largest and most profitable copper mines. The Margarita project possesses excellent discovery potential for a major copper discovery due to the strength of the alteration system, large-scale magnetic targets, and the presence of copper oxide mineralization. Drilling is anticipated to begin in Q3 of this year. Torque trades in Canada under TORQ and on the OTC under TRBMF. To learn more, go to TorqueResources.com. That's TorqueResources.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So for example, I would have had to get half the size of the house or maybe pick a location that wasn't as, you know, kid friendly or maybe closer to the freeway and just not exactly what they were looking for.
Definitely not. So and then obviously the investors, real estate investors, they're looking at cash flow. They're looking at cap rates, things like that. So cap rates are going higher because cash flow is going down. And so with them, it's just a formula.
Yeah. Yeah. People in real estate were making money in the 80s when interest rates were 17%. I think what is difficult and what I would advise some of your listeners is right now there's a lot of volatility. We don't know exactly where the market is going. So it's a good idea to kind of, you know, look at the foundation, look at your foundational principles, look at the first principles and make sure that the deal is good. You know, the last couple of years, you could really throw a dart at a real estate property anywhere locally, out of state, and you're going to make money. But now you really got to focus and make sure that the deal makes sense. And exactly like you said, it's all a numbers game.
Yeah, numbers game. So you as the individual investor, how do you play the numbers game and win?
Yeah. I think what I've done is really talk to experts and partner with them. So, you know, I, as an individual investor, it's hard for me to compete for some of these other people. You know, the one thing I do like about real estate is it's very local, right? So it doesn't have the market efficiencies that stock market have. You know, when you invest in stocks, you have no idea if there's some dude in a corner office that has inside, you know, not insider information, but better information, more up to date than you do. But in real estate, it's pretty local. But if you could partner with people that really know what they're doing and have been through a couple of recessions, have been very conservative in how they underwrite. So for example, we bought a property in last fall and all these third party people that we pay and their only job is to predict rent. They're predicting a 24% rent increase. But we put in 4% in our assumptions. If we would have put in 5, 6, 7, our numbers would have looked amazing and it would have been a no brainer. But, you know, it was going to be 24%, but we don't know how long that's going to last. Maybe it's 10% or 4% or 2% this year. So we put in a very conservative assumptions and now we have a humongous buffer for all of our deals that will just kind of pad us and make us feel like very confident in our deals.
Right. Okay. So that's how you play the numbers game and win. And I think all of you out there who are listening need to think about that for sure. If there's a geographic market that you're going to focus on in the next 24 months, Pranay, which market would that be?
Yeah, there's been a lot of movement to the Sun Belt. It's gone over the past couple of years, but really gone up exponentially now that people are able to not necessarily have to go into the office. And a lot of companies are finding that they actually save money and improve productivity by letting people live wherever they want. So for example, Google says, you can live in Texas if you want. We're going to give you a little bit of pay cut. So they save money, but you actually get about a 30% increase in buying power if you move. So for a lot of, you know, especially young millennials, Gen X, it makes so much sense. You could buy a house, right? You can buy a house for $100,000, $200,000 is a mansion. In San Francisco, you can't buy anything for less than $1.5 million. And that's a shack. That's like someone's garage. So there's a lot of movement in the Sun Belt, and that's where we're focusing on.
Yeah. All right. Well, interesting. So real estate, like politics, is definitely local and markets might be tanking in one area, but a few hundred miles to the south, they're booming, or 1,000 miles to the south. And that's what you got to keep in mind with. So Pranay, people want to get in touch with you, talk to you about what you're doing, connect with you on the web. How do you do that?
Yeah. So my email, I'm always available, Pranay at ascentequitygroup.com. And I'm going to actually make a special landing page for your listeners, fsn.ascentequitygroup.com. And we're going to put some resources like how do you find a good deal, a video, and a calendar link so you can get right on my calendar.
Excellent. All right. Well, the link will be in the show notes to this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. If you're a real estate investor, I want you to reach out, send me an email, let me know what your strategy is. If you disagree with Pranay, tell me. The email address is kl@carrylutz.com. And if you've got some other things you're investing in that you think many of you, the community, would benefit from, put that in your email too. And don't forget, go over to financialsurvivalnetwork.com, sign up for your free newsletter. Pranay, absolute pleasure. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.